I don't come tonight professing to be a prophet. I come tonight as a servant of the Lord. I'm asking you that you would just now fix your attention on what God has to say to His people tonight. This morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, assemble my people together. Assemble my people together. Call them by name. Assemble my people together, and there I will speak. There I will reveal myself. Assemble my people together, and I will be in their midst to perform my word. The word of the Lord tonight is, be not discouraged. The ungodly rise up. The deceived follow after the world. The weak of heart run after the strong. But I am your Redeemer. I am your salvation. Heed my voice and live. Heed my calling and you will not be afraid. You will not be weak, but your strength will come from me, and I will not fail. I have called you to be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. You are not here by accident of your own volition. My ways are not your ways. Make not your plans outside my counsel. My coming is not delayed. Do not grow weary in well-doing. I am not slack, as some say. Look up. Be ready. Get your house in order for the day of the Lord. I am speaking to you. Listen to me. My words will not fail. If your plans do not exalt me, your failure is for certain. I am training you. Who will go? Whom shall I send? Where are my prophets? Where are my priests? Where are my children? Where are you hiding? Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, I have made a way. The enemy speaks loudly, and the enemy speaks frightful words. Their words will fail. They cannot destroy or wipe out what God has called into being. My ways are eternal. The enemy is but a rod and a staff in my hands to do my will. This world is written down for destruction. Not so my redeemed. I know the numbers of hairs on your head. Why do you entwine your heart to this world? Be entwined to me. Be my wife. I love you with an everlasting love, and I am covenanted to you. My eyes are fixed on you. Give yourself to me and do not withhold. All the lovers of this world are an abomination to me, and I am not with them, or do I know them. I am God, and my desire is for you. Come to me. Come aside with me, for I long to show you who I am. My love is fixed on you, and I will have my heart's desire. Who can stop me? And who can hinder the hand of God? Who will wrestle me and cast me down? My arm is outstretched and ready for war. I am not weak as man supposes. I am not deaf as your gods are, and I am not blind as the gods of this world are. But my ears hear and my eyes see, and my hand is ready for battle. My sword is sharp. Come to me. Draw close to me. When the day is here, those who are far away will die in the slaughter. Come to my dwelling. Hear my voice. Let not your heart be troubled, for I am not against my redeemed, those who are blood-stained with the precious blood of my Son. But those who war against me, their battle is lost. Hear me. Draw near. My hand is outstretched, and my sword is ready, and my horse is waiting. The tide is rising. The flood of evil is great. Do not stain your garments in the filth of this world, but be preserved and stand with me now. Now is the time, and now is the day. I am lifting my hand. Where will you be? Come to me. You will hear. Will you obey? I know your name. I formed you. Do not be lulled to sleep, and do not lull your children to sleep. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I am in your midst, making myself known. You have sought me and cried out for my presence. Look to me. Open your ears. I am waiting for you. You are my arrows. I am ready to send forth. Who will go and whom may I send? My mark is sure. Hear me, my church. Hear my words, for they are sure and right. My sheep hear my voice. Rise up, wake up, stand up. Do not fear. Do not fear poverty. Do not fear sickness. Do not fear ridicule. Do not fear persecution. I am with you always. Your hope and trust is in me, and I will never fail. My words will accomplish all that I send them to do, and you will accomplish all that I send you forth to do. I have rejected this present world. I have not rejected those who trusted me. Today, today, you can say you have heard from God. You have heard His voice. And what will you do? Or where will you hide? Now is the time. The fields are white unto harvest. Listen to me and hear my voice. He who has ears to hear, hear. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. That is the word of the Lord to you. God has spoken. So now His people must determine what they will do with what God is speaking, what God is speaking with you. the Lord says, resist no longer. Resist no longer. The fear that you fear is from the enemy. The Lord says that the time is short and the days are numbered. His call on you works at your heart, for you cannot be at rest. God says that the days are numbered. You know those days are numbered. Prepare yourself. Gird your loins up to be able to walk. God says, I have called you, and I have called you to be a mother over many. That you were delighted that the Lord would give you one child. That you were delighted that the Lord would give you two children. But the Lord says that I have given you many. I have trusted you with many. Form them. Fashion them in my word. Spare not the word of the Lord to the little ones. Do not look and say you are too young. But give them the word of the Lord. Be faithful to them as I am faithful to you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Stand up and follow me. God says that there no longer is a Jeffrey Guyette. God says He has called you by a new name. That you are now that person no longer. But you belong to Him. All the ways of the past are gone. He has removed them from you. He has cleansed you with His blood. To no longer walk as Jeffrey Guyette. From this day forward, no longer walk as Jeffrey Guyette. Judah, come here. Come here. Stand up here. Listen to me. The Lord wants to speak to you. Do you want to hear from the Lord? Yes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Come on. Say, I am a man of God, called of God. Judah, God has in store for you great things. Train him. Train him for battle. The word of the Lord is sure. Hallelujah. Let every word that is spoken be judged. Spirit of the living God, we submit to you. Spirit of the living God, we resist you no longer. Spirit of the living God, you have all liberty with us.
For the Spirit of the living God, you have heard well from my servant tonight. The words that came from her mouth and from my throat, saith the Spirit of God, you do well to take heed to what I've spoken to you. You cannot lie, but what's said to you is of me, saith the Spirit of God. You know those that I've spoken to you through her lips tonight. Take heed, saith the Spirit of God, and prosper. Should you neglect, my hand will be against you, saith the Spirit of God. For now by the shaking knee you've done, what I have set in place this evening, I shall establish, and you shall be confirmation and verification of my word through the lips of my servant tonight, saith the Spirit of God.
Read it again. Assemble my people together. Assemble my people together. Call them by name. Assemble my people together. There I will speak. There I will reveal myself. Assemble my people together, and I will be in their midst to perform my word. Be not discouraged. The ungodly rise up. The deceived follow after the world. The weak of heart run after the strong. But I am your Redeemer. I am your salvation. Heed my voice and live. Heed my calling and you will not be afraid. You will not be weak, but your strength will come from me and I will not fail. I have called you to be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. You are not here by accident or of your own volition. My ways are not yours. Make not your plans outside my counsel. My coming is not delayed. Do not grow weary in well-doing. I am not slack as some say. Look up, be ready, get your house in order for the day of the Lord. I am speaking to you. Listen to me. My words will not fail. If your plans do not exalt me, your failure is for certain. I am training you. Who will go and whom shall I send? Where are my prophets? Where are my priests? Where are my children? Where are you hiding? Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, I have made a way. The enemy speaks loudly, and the enemy speaks frightful words. Their words will fail. They cannot destroy or wipe out what God has called into being. My ways are eternal. The enemy is but a rod, a staff in my hand to do my will. This world is written down for destruction, not so my redeemed. I know the numbers of hairs on your head. Why do you entwine your heart to this world? Be entwined to me. Be my wife. I love you with an everlasting love, and I am covenanted to you. My eyes are fixed on you. Give yourself to me. Do not withhold. All the lovers of this world are an abomination to me, and I am not with them, or do I know them? I am God. My desire is for you. Come to me. Come aside with me, for I long to show you who I am. My love is fixed on you, and I will have my heart's desire. Who can stop me? Who can hinder the hand of God? Who will wrestle me and cast me down? My arm is outstretched and ready for war. I am not weak as man supposes. I am not deaf as your gods are. I am not blind as the gods of this world are. But my ears hear, my eyes see, and my hand is ready for battle. My sword is sharp. Come to me. Draw close to me. When the day is here, those who are far away will die in the slaughter. Come to my dwelling. Hear my voice. Let not your heart be troubled, for I am not against my redeemed, those who are bloodstained with the precious blood of my son, but those who war against me, their battle is lost. Hear me. Draw near. My hand is outstretched, my sword is ready, and my horse is waiting. The tide is rising, the flood of evil is great. Do not stain your garments in the filth of this world, but be preserved. Stand with me now. Now is the time. Now is the day. I am lifting my hand. Where will you be? Come to me. You will hear. Will you obey? I know your name. I formed you. Do not be lulled to sleep, and do not lull your children to sleep. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I am in your midst, making myself known. You have sought me, cried out for my presence. Look to me and open your ears. I am waiting for you. You are my arrows. I am ready to send forth. Who will go and whom may I send? My mark is sure. Hear me, my church. Hear my words, for they are sure and right. My sheep hear my voice. Rise up, wake up, stand up. Do not fear. Do not fear poverty, do not fear sickness, do not fear ridicule, and do not fear persecution. I am with you always. Your hope and trust is in me, and I never fail. My words will accomplish all that I send them to do. You will accomplish all that I send you forth to do. I have rejected this present world. I have not rejected those who trust in me. Today I have heard from God. I have heard His voice. What will I do and where will I hide? Now is the time. The fields are white unto harvest. Listen to me. Hear my voice. He who has ears to hear, hear. What the Lord has given me. I don't want to say anything else. I don't want to add anything. I have no opinions. I have no thoughts. I have nothing further to say. Now may you all go this evening. Peace of the Lord be upon you, and the Spirit of God stir your hearts. That there be no rest until we are all where God would have us be. In a place of complete submission and obedience to the Spirit of the living God. Now go in peace in the name of Jesus.